Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we're going to learn how to say to believe in Chinese. We have Guru Banava to join us. Guru is the Vice President and Chief Science Officer for IBM. Hi, Guru. How are you?
Hi, Xiaolan. Great to be with you.
你好. You probably know that already. 你 is you. How is good. So, hi. That means, how are you?
Yeah,
okay. I know that during the day, you are the Chief Science Officer at IBM, but at night, you are a musician.
That's right. So, I have a lot of fun working with other musicians in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And I have recently released an album called Rise 8 Times. We spoke about it on one of your other shows. But of course, this album is quite eclectic. It comes from many different countries and different styles of music and all of that.
Yeah, I listened to many of your songs.
Yep.
And I found they are very diverse and also with a lot of backgrounds there. And one of the songs I liked was called Believe.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, that's a beautiful song. So I think Believe is a very good word or a concept to talk about. And in Chinese, it's also something quite profound. So to say to believe, we say 相信.
相信.
相, that's mutual. And 信 is the trust. So mutual trust is to believe.
相信. Beautiful. That's a very nice way of putting it. Mutual trust.
Yeah, mutual trust. And if we really want to decipher the two symbols, 相 is actually the combination between two building blocks. One is eye, people's eye.
Okay.
Looking at a tree. So they put an eye and tree side by side. And the person looking at the tree. So original meaning was actually to show a person observing, investigating something. And in this case, it's a tree. And then later on, it evolved into having some mutual understanding and then to observe something. So 相.
相.
相 is the first tone. 相.
相.
That's perfect. And the second character, 信.
信.
信 is a fourth tone, so we go down and we can make it longer. 信.
信.
信. The character means to trust, we know that. And then it's actually the combination between a person
mm-hmm.
and the person to speak.
Okay.
So when the person says something,
mm-hmm.
then we have to believe that. That shows that person's word.
Okay.
Just like English, when I say, you have my word, that's the same thing.
Yes.
So, 信.
信.
That's right. 相信.
相信.
Yes. Can you tell us, share with us, when you wrote your song, 相信, what was the background?
So, this whole song was written because one of my friends was going through a very bad phase,
mm-hmm.
was in a way to getting a little depressed about things. And so, I had to talk to her, and my family had to talk to her for quite a while before she could get back to her normal life. And so what we said to her at the time was, regardless of what happened in the past, you have to believe in your own abilities and you will get mm-hmm. back to where you want to be, right? So that was the background. And if you listen to the song kind of tells the story of how the person was first down and then they eventually pick up more and more energy and more optimism and confidence. And eventually they will say in the song that they will go out and do what they really wanted to do.
I hope she's much better now.
She very much is. Thank you.
Of course, 相信, to believe, it's a verb. And then we need to believe in something. So when we say, believe me, Guru, you can speak Chinese. So I have to say, believe me, 相信我.
相信我.
我 means I, and in this case it's me. Believe me. 相信我.
相信我.
相信我. And if I say, hey, Guru, I believe you. 相信你.
相信你.
相信你. 你 is you. If you remember, we say 你好, that's the same you.
Yeah.
你好. 相信你.
相信你.
And if I want to say, I believe in you, then I say, 我相信你.
我相信你.
Yes. And if you say, hey, guru, did you eat my dumpling? You say, no, I didn't. And I say, okay, 我相信你.
Okay. I believe you.
Yeah. Okay, 我相信你.
相信你.
Yeah, 我相信你, I believe you. And if I say, hey, guru, you have to believe me that I can teach Chinese. 你相信我.
你相信我.
Perfect. All right, let's make it even more fun. Okay, I don't believe. Okay, don't believe. We just add one word.
Mm-hmm.
不. 不.
不.
不. Yeah, it's a fourth tone, so we go down.
Okay.
不.
不.
不. It's just like an English word. It's like boo in English. Boo. And then the meaning of boo, that means no.
Okay.
So don't believe. 不相信.
不相信.
不相信. So if I say 你, that's you.
Mm-hmm.
不相信我. You don't believe me.
I do believe you.
I know. We just need to practice. For next time when someone say it to someone, then you understand. So 我相信你, 你不相信我. I believe you, you don't believe me. Now we are getting into the tongue twister. 我相信你.
我相信你, 不相信我.
That's so good. Wow, now we are going to make a poem about belief very soon with a speech.
You bet.
Yeah. I wonder if you have a chip in your head that you can learn so quickly.
No, I promise you I don't.
You are a real human. I hope so. No, I'm so touched by when you share the story that you wrote the song for your friend who went through a tough time. If there's someone who is willing to write a song for me, I think I will recover from anywhere. No, that's really great friendship, and that shows that such a great human you are and such warm heart you have.
Thank you so much, Alan.
Okay, so now I believe in human. 我相信人.
我相信人.
人 is person. And if we really want to emphasize humanity, we can say 人性.
人性.
人性. 我相信人性. Yeah, I believe in human. You see, you are saying something highly sophisticated in Chinese.
You know, maybe I will write a song around that.
Let's do that. I would love to help, and I can even help you with some Chinese verses.
That would be interesting. Yeah.
I would love to be a part of the music project. Thank you so much, Guru. 我相信你, and thank you for 相信我.
相信我.
Thank you. Right. Okay. It's just so much fun. I hope you enjoy this episode. Today we talk about to believe, 相信 in Chinese. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
Bye bye.
再见, Guru.